the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Advisory Group to order. It is 7:06 p.m. and today is Tuesday, October 19th. I will call the roll. Addy? Arroz? Austin?
Present.
Buckner?
Here.
Baird?
Here.
Bonner?
Here.
Randhorst? Burkett? Preeti?
Here.
DeSorbo Quinn? DuPlancy?
Here.
Economos? Foster?
Here.
Grant? Grant?
Here.
Hartshorn? Herman?
Present.
Iverson? Ken Johnson?
Here.
Kirk Johnson?
Here.
Kang? Cascatallo?
Here.
Holodon? Kirk?
Here.
Christman? McCauley? McAdams?
Here.
Navarro?
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
Norman? Oates? Papernick?
Here.
Peavy? Riley? Rogers?
Here.
Shiner? Here. Schumacher?
Here.
Shea?
Here.
Simon? Sierzenowitz? Dorada?
Here.
Thank you. Weisenberger?
Yes, here.
Yoon?
Here.
Double check if you have a quorum. We have a quorum. All right. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the October 4th meeting. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you.
Great. So before we begin, I'd like to do a land acknowledgement. As we begin, we are mindful that we hold these meetings on lands that was once and still inhabited by Indigenous people, including the Ogunquwa, the Chippewa, the Menominee, the Potawatomi nations, and more. We will remember our nation's history and honor the Native people as stewards of this land that was colonized, and that River Forest continues to be a place many people from diverse backgrounds live together.
Is there anyone from the public who wishes to comment? We don't have anyone signed up in advance, but if there's anyone, go ahead, Mindy.
If anyone would like to join me, I want to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic
for which we stand, one nation, under God, for liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Are there any other public comments? Okay. All right, next item on the agenda. We have small group discussion. If you'd like to do that under new business. The next item is under unfinished business, which is the continued discussion and direction regarding execution of DEI goals and responsibilities, which I think is a follow-up to the last small group discussion we had regarding the three questions: what do we want to accomplish, what do we want to work on, and what topics do we want to dig deeper. I'll turn that over to you.
Yeah. And do you want to go through what you
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ken. So on that little stand right there is a microphone. We have several people who are joining us via Zoom tonight. So just make sure if you speak that, try to speak as loud as possible so the people on the phone can hear us. I'm sorry.
So basically all this is a gathering of all the notes we took last week with the small groups. I tried to put them in just different areas. One being, what do we want to know? What are things that we as a group thought we needed to know, which was a group education. And then the second group was like community outreach, where there were recommendations on things that we could do with the community or reach out to other communities. And then the third, there was a comment on the RFP, which is something that is obviously going to be important. And then fourth is our what I entitled actionable items, which speak to things that or studies or plans that were proposed that we could look into as a group. I'd like to obviously see how we can move forward. It sounds like, just looking at all this, that a lot of it had to do with group education. Everybody wants to get abreast as to what's going on and learn more about DEI as it is and different ways and different impacts that it has on different things. And so, one thing that we decided was to always try to provide some type of education at these meetings and make that become part of the plan going forward. But we can use this time to add more things to this. I just wanted to group what we talked about. If you guys feel there should be other groups or other areas, we can be open to discussion.
I think this is a great list of what everyone came up with at our last meeting. And there's probably some things within the, big, group actionable items that we could maybe group up with other items together, or group education, same thing. And community outreach, same. So I don't know, does anybody want to start off the meeting with what you think about the grouping, and maybe are there other ways we could break it down? Is there other ideas that people have on this? Because this is not like the end, right? This was just the starting.
So was that sent out ahead of time?
Does not.
Is it up there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mindy, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, are we at this, your handout yet?
No, it's okay.
Question, what are we addressing at this particular moment?
I think we're delving back on all the group sessions that we had discussed before, and seeing if when we look at education, is this where do we want to take it? So that basically, you look back at the questions. Now, after having had the groups, how do we continue to move forward? And so if we were to gather all the information that we received last time. Now the question is how to formulate what we said we wanted to do, or the actionable items that we said at the last meeting, how to move in certain directions. And so the goal is to, because everyone had a lot to say, gather it all together, and then try to determine what are ways that we think that we can move. If there's if certain people, if you look at the actionable items, if certain people think that that's something that we should move on quicker than slower, or with regard to the education, I know that it seems like, there's a lot of things the group wants to know. Maybe there's some things that we can tackle sooner rather than later. It's more of an open forum discussion rather than we're going to vote on anything. It's just more of just discussion of all the notes that we gathered from the last meeting.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, does everybody have this?
For those of you who are on the Zoom call, we'll get this document over to you as quickly as we can.
In that time, we will give everyone a chance to read this.
just a question. Did you take a picture of the questions that were on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
Could you please send that to us?
Send you the photo of it? Sure.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Well, seeing that no one else is speaking up and I didn't know exactly when to raise this, I think this is the appropriate time. In looking over the documents that were provided today and what was provided previously, as well as everything that was put up on the board, I genuinely think we are moving in a completely wrong direction. And I'll explain to you why. If you look at what our charge is, what we're charged to do by the trustees of River Forest, we have been assigned initial goals, which means these goals come first. Obviously, that's what the word initial means. And right off the top, the first one is engage a third-party consultant with experience in DEI matters. And then the consultant will design a comprehensive work plan to inform how the village can best approach DEI. The review, presumably by the consultant, will assess the village and its departments, create a plan, and you can read through all of these initial goals. What these documents that you've provided us seem to suggest that we're going to do the work that it was contemplated that the consultant would do. And I think it's very important that we follow what I consider to be the enabling legislation. And I think it's important for several reasons. First of all, it's just good process. If we deviate from what is said to be the initial goal, we're not living up to our mission. But equally important, it is the role of this consultant to provide us with education that we need.
So let me stop
you're interrupting
there.
Me.
Only because you've brought up a couple of points, so I just would like to...
Go ahead if you wish to interrupt.
Sure. So you're correct. Our main priority is to get an RFP put together so that we can have a consultant to come and help the village review their processes, policies, structures, information gathering, and determine where can we be more equitable,
right? Pardon me?
Where can we be more equitable and provide recommendations to that? In order to put together an RFP, we as a group kind of need to understand what we're asking for a equity-based consultant who's looking at diversity, inclusion, equity. What do we want to have in that RFP? What are we asking them to do? So part of the education that we're putting together is, one, providing you access to information on how the village works, right? Another one is, what does the world of DEI look like? And beginning to understand those terms and those ideas and how those are useful and making sure that we have equitable processes. The consultant's role is not necessarily to educate us. It's to review the village information itself. So we need to educate ourselves on these ideas.
So you are saying that all of this education that we're going to go through, whatever it is, and I don't really know what's contemplated here, because I see some new documents that I haven't seen before, is to enable us to put together the request for proposal?
Yes.
That's entirely what we're doing at this point?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if we stay focused on that, I think some of these things that are indicated here are not going to apply, but if that is our understanding, that we are preparing ourselves to engage a consultant, then I'm happy to participate, but I don't think that was made clear, and I don't think it's at all clear given as much of the generation of ideas that has actually occurred at this point. So I'm ready to participate under those circumstances.
Right.
And thank you for that clarity.
Yeah, the other thing too is, as a group, doing the RFP is not our sole function, right? We are tasked to work with community partners. There are other things that we're looking to do too, so that while we're either searching for a consultant or the consultant is working with us in tandem, we should note that it's not just the consultant here and us here. We are coordinated in that. But there are potentially other things that we can do as well that would be wonderful for this group to begin work on.
Let me just respond. I think as a group, it's very hard for us to see the map and the road ahead. When I look at the enabling document that provides for this advisory group, it says initial goals. And initial goals mean they come first.
Yep.
So, like any group, it's important that we do things in some kind of sequence.
Yeah.
And if we're doing a whole lot of other things that are different than what we're primarily focusing on, it's going to get lost or it's going to get confused, in my estimation.
I don't think anyone here is going to let the fact that we need to develop an RFP get lost, but I see your point about having a roadmap of sorts, and I think actually the document that Kent created from our notes is does a good job at starting us off on that, because we can see, you know, what are the different ways that we can get involved here. You can see plainly, like, there is one, you know, RFP, right? Like, we called out that the last time we were together. Like, the RFP is something that we need to get done. What do we do to get ready for that? How do we put that together? So, we can, I think, so that we remain, while we're working on RFP, there are probably ways that we can also do other stuff too, like community involvement.
Well, I would.
I'm just going to call on Mindy because she has her hand.
All right.
So I'm very confused. Where are we in the agenda? Are we about to start this small group discussion?
New business. And so
we skipped over a small.
Unfinished business.
So we skipped over a small group.
Yeah. We did.
If I could just say, you know, one of the things that we all have to realize is that we're all at different places. And so some would request education to get to a certain place. And so we can't assume that, you know, one of us knows the roadmap to develop a consultant and other people don't. If other people are requesting, which they did from the prior meeting, information to get to a certain point, we have to all account for that.
Stacy.
Hi, I just wanted to jump in with one quick, I think, important piece to add to this is, in addition to the goals for the group, we also have responsibilities. And there are a number of responsibilities that I think we need to make sure that we are satisfying, you know, as a means to accomplishing some of these goals. So, you know, that one of those responsibilities is a consultant, but it's also things like acting as a community resource, acting as an advisory group to the village, you know, engaging in commitments that are common to all of the working groups and commissions in River Forest. So I just want to make sure that we are being attentive to those things as well, and that the goals are goals, but we have duties too that we need to make sure that we fulfill.
Before there's any other comments, can everyone hear okay, or would we like the volume turned up a little bit?
Please.
Fabian, can you come on in and help us turn up the volume? Fabian will magically appear somewhere and come to help us. We'll give him a second. He's outside. He can hear us on the microphone, but if he doesn't come in, I'll go grab him. Thank you, though, Anya. So I see, so we need to know Cindy's hand, Chuck's hand, Bob's hand. So let's go in that order.
So I have a little bit of a biased action, so I'm kind of anxious for us to get started on stuff. So it looks like, you know, we've got some groupings here. We have a large group. I know we had a group that kind of went off to put our definitions together. I know there was a lot of discussion. I hope that group feels good about their work and that it was appreciated the time, even though we had a lot of discussion around it, which I would expect from this group. We should be having a lot of discussion in a diverse group dealing with these topics. It does feel like we could start dividing and conquering this a bit, right? I'm sure there's people that are more interested in digging into an RFP process than the procedures and processes we have in the village. I'm sure we have people that are very interested in community outreach. And then I know we, like you said, we do have people that are at different points in their journey and learning about all this, right? And so we'll have to weave that in, but I guess I would like for us to start moving forward in those kind of ways.
Thank you. I think that makes a lot of sense. We want to bring everyone together, kind of as Bob Sitzer has kind of said.
Right.
So it might feel slow, but I think we're actually getting a lot done.
And we will get to the point, you know, I think I'm like ready to get all the action. And honestly, I was slightly taken back a little bit when we said, well, what do you want to do? And a lot of it, and we're actually gathering it off of the chalkboard, was about education. And so I was honestly surprised a little bit. So then, you know, I think that I learned from that that, you know, there is a request for that part, right? But I agree with you, the groupings, you know, it's time to really, you know, DEF has one hurdle, let's keep moving forward and progressing.
So we have Chuck, or Bob and Chuck.
I agree with what Glenn said about, most of his comments. And then when you articulated what you said, that's the first time I heard that that's what we're trying to do.
I feel like I say it every session that we have three different things that we're doing. Go on.
It just seems like we are drifting, and if we're going to do education and we're going to do that, then let's be clearer about what we're trying to do.
That's great. That's valid commentary, And I think that's a little bit of what we're trying to look and start to do tonight, and what we did a little bit of last week, is looking how we prioritize and what we want to do, and creating those places so that people can begin to settle in and think about where they want to drive their own energy if we do stop competing.
I think during the pandemic and before, in reading something as simple as the journal, reports were coming out in relation to the concerns that seem to be present within River Forest in regards to the apparent, if not, intentional stratification in the schools. Some, how or another, a group of people advance way beyond even maybe the expectations of the administrators of the program in education, primarily elementary. But that's only one way in which I would suggest we can begin to identify the motivational forces that will help us put together something creative. There's two ways to go about it. In my mind, I'm an old-fashioned person, either from the top down or from the bottom of the pyramid, to let the concerns, the ideas, the yearnings, the desires, the things that motivate people to also get involved, because we're not the only ones that are concerned with education. For my level of comfort, I always want to start with ourselves. What the heck do we know about education here, right here? We don't have to make it in public, with talks, 2-minute talks and so on. Let's all of us commit ourselves to, between this meeting and the next, put together some ideas and personal observations, whatever they are, that reflect that we do seem to know what goes into the word education. One of the things that will appear very likely is, what are the foundational principles and suppositions of this particular program in this particular village? Because in the end, that's what is going to be evaluated. Did we achieve this? Did we reach that? And the voice that I was reading in that paper and other ways is that there is a desire to be more equitable in relation to the outcomes of education. So to be shorter, I would like to propose that we commit ourselves to do some reflecting, and then to put in writing as succinctly as possible and as clearly as possible, what do we know? Because from that, I would say, list of ideas and concerns and whatever comes out, we're going to know how much we here need to have some unifying idea of what we all could be dealing with.
Yeah.
Also, what resources do we need to educate ourselves further to be of use to such a large group of people, children involved, parents, teachers, the system, everything.
So thank you for those comments. I think that that's really good. I do think that it probably makes sense for everybody to take a few minutes with the document that Ken provided and just read it through, right? Remind yourself of what those things were that we said. Mindy, if you want a copy of the photos, I think that we can get that to you. Okay. So why don't we take the next 5 to 7 minutes to just review the document. I was going to make a PDF of it, but it looks like Lisa beat me to it, so we can send off to the people electronically, so you have it that way too.
No, I can I speak, please?
Yeah.
All right. So I don't understand why we didn't have the photo of the comments before we have this discussion. I think we're getting manipulated into a conversation about topics without us having a chance to digest what we think are the general things.
Yeah. So if you want the photo, I think that's been sent out, so you can compare that to what the document is. And while we might take photos of what we put up on the board, I encourage other people, when you have the capability, to do that as well. And please feel free to reach out to us if you ever want that information.
And let me say this too, you know, it took us a little bit to get, you know, past the first part, which is establishing the framework slash definitions slash whatever we need to call it. So our next step was, okay, here are the questions. Now what do you guys want to do? How do you want to do this? Which was last meeting. And you'll notice on the sheet, RFP comes up, subgroup comes up, education comes up. Other people had other ideas of what we should do. So we are moving in the right direction. It's not going to happen overnight, but we are trying to, you know, account for all 40 of us and get to those goals together.
So why don't we give you all till, let's say, 7:45 to take a few minutes to review the document.
For those of you who are on the Zoom call, I took photos of the document, and I will be sending those along in just a moment.
What, do you have a packet that you distributed about this?
All I got was
one sheet. This hasn't reached us before by email or anything.
No, this is just basically writing down what was on the board last week.
We're really not ready to do any of this question.
No.
Okay.
We'll take a couple of questions.
Well, group education is...
Just for clarification, what does RFP stand for?
That's a great question.
Sure.
Yeah.
It stands for request for proposal. So we would request a proposal for someone to be our consultant. So we would develop the questions that we want to know about this person and put those all in there, and they would have to respond to what it is and propose how they could help us, and then we would all decide, you know, who the specific person is.
So a bit like a more bureaucratic job interview? Am I close?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's within our purchasing requirements that the village administrator has certain spending authority. Beyond that, the village board has to grant that spending authority, and we have statutorily required processes that we have to follow when we go out to purchase services. So in this situation, it would be a professional service that we're interested in purchasing. We have to put together a structured document saying, here are the specifications of what we're trying to hire someone to do for us. We put that out to people who would be interested in doing that kind of work. They're given a period of time to put proposals together, get those back to us, and then we use that information to select consultants to interview or a consultant to hire, and then we make a decision based on the response and the selection process that we utilize to pick that person. So yeah, saying it's bureaucratic process is 100% accurate.
Okay.
And it's, yeah, so thank you for asking that question because it's a great one.
Okay.
I just want to, can I just add to that on the RFP? We can send an RFP to people that we know, that we like, you know, like, so it's not like there somebody else develops that list, right? We decide who we're going to send it to, and we can all...
No, it goes out publicly, right? And
oh,
then
on the
people
website.
And it gets pushed through different...
Okay.
Bureaucratic municipal places where RFPs can go, so people know that.
Does the village have people that write RFPs? Are there people on staff that write RFPs?
Yes.
So it would seem to me that we'd give them ideas and they...
That's exactly correct.
I was just going to request that, Pat, if we're going to discuss a document in this meeting, that we get it in advance. A couple times that has happened, like with the definitions initially and so forth, so we take up a lot of time and energy in this meeting doing that as opposed to actually discussing it. So if you could plan in advance and send those out, that'd be very helpful.
I definitely would. Like I said, because this was just stuff that was on the board, I didn't like meet and create things. I just grouped them. But other than that, you're 100% correct. I should have just done it earlier.
I just would appreciate it. I think it would move us along much faster.
I mean, I think this stuff was in the free. I read it. It just wasn't grouped.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it was in the thing, stuff that was sent out, all these things. They just weren't grouped into categories.
In areas, yeah. Not other people's stuff.
On the subject of documentation, I'd like to raise the point that I don't know if anyone in our group needs this, nor is it my place to ask. But I think for a greater accessibility measure, I'm wondering if we can get some of these documents in plain language. Would you ask me to define that? I'm going to check my definition as well because I don't want to.
And we can also. Oh, go ahead.
It's language for people who need some of the things simplified for, like, people with intellectual disabilities may need plain language to get content simplified to a level of understanding for them. And I think that would be an equitable step, but that's just my thought.
Thank you.
I'm also going to check that definition.
And we may reach out to you to see if there are ways that you do that, or we can research that ourselves. Okay. Give me a few minutes to look it over.
Understand the first time that you hear it. I was slightly incorrect. It also extends to more than just disability related work. So like if you're given a policy brief, the average Joe does not know how to read and interpret policy. So there's a plain language version to accomplish a goal of creating an avenue for better understanding.
Separated.
I can email this if you'd like to.
Is that readily available, like if we were to just go to plainlanguage.gov?
Yes.
See it? Okay, then we've got it. Okay, thanks. Some people on phones, and looks like, has everyone finished the document? Yeah, how about on Zoom?
Everybody on Zoom? I did email it to you, photos of it. I got a thumbs up from Christina. Thank you, Christina. Also, Christina had a great suggestion in the chat, just to share with anybody who's interested. She said Microsoft Word has features that can assess the level of language used, just as an FYI in case that's helpful. So thank you, Christina, for making that suggestion.
Suggestions that you might have, as we talk about grouping these together and pieces that people might begin to work with. Does anybody have any thoughts?
So, I just wanted to say that I think that, you know, working with a consultant is really important, but you can see from this list that our biggest section is group education, right? So like, I don't actually know how we could put together a proposal for a consultant without being more educated, right? And I think the way that group education, the different points that we brought up are pretty much broken down into two things. One, trying to figure out how to work better as a group, understanding why we're all here, you know, what our motivation is, what we're really trying to accomplish. You know, getting over the barrier of trying to be really procedural versus trying to express what we're really trying to accomplish here. I think sometimes the procedural part of it gets in our way just because, you know, we spend hours talking about procedure, right? So I think trying to figure out how to work better as a group, it would be really important to make that like very high priority, right? So that we can actually accomplish things. And the second part of the education, I think, is trying to understand things about our community and what other communities think about our community, right? So what our citizens think of our town, right? And what experiences people have in our town from, you know, different backgrounds. And then also why people wouldn't want to move to our community, or, you know, things like that, what people think of our community from the outset. I think all of those things are really important to understand so that we can then put together an informed RFP, right? So I don't know, I just think that education is, like, in my mind, the first place we need to start, right?
It's a good call. Yeah, thanks. So we've heard from Rosie that the maybe one way to break up education is, how do we work as a group and what kinds of techniques or things that we can use together to be more have the workflow a little bit more, understanding procedure, and also how do we make sure that procedure does not become a barrier to the work. Tell me if I'm...
No, that's exactly it.
And then around education, understanding a little bit more about the lives of people in River Forest and the lives of people who come into River Forest and their experiences here. And I think that's a great comment. What are other towns doing? And then I would add, like, a fourth piece, education around diversity and inclusion.
And I'll admit, I was slightly actionable items. These were, you know, doing the best I could, but I thought of it as things that were a request. I think we were talking about the workforce analysis. Like, that's like an action, in my opinion, was an actionable item, but if we think that's an educational thing, you know, we can move it around. But, you know, those are the things that was my mind up trying to group them together. You know, what are things that we can, like, the need to gather data in certain areas. It may not be an actionable item, but the actual, you know, explaining those definitions or whatever the information is an educational item. Go ahead, Mindy.
I'm going to lean into what you just said. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of opportunity for information. And then when we understand the information, then we can have some education. It's very important to understand, where we need more information. When I looked at the notes from the last meeting, there was a lot of requests for information, not just education. So I don't know what we're going to educate on if we don't understand where the gaps are.
So maybe the way that you're talking about it, and I feel like maybe the way that Ken's talking about it, that Ken kind of pushed that towards actionable items. How do we, what information do we get? What do we need to know about the village or other stuff?
I like what Rosie said, like the people that live here, the people that I would add shop here, the people that might want to move here. I mean, I watched a mayor caucus from another town, and they have a whole video on why diverse people want to live here. It's almost, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I can't believe we are not the same. I feel like this group is looking for ways to be divisive instead of looking for ways to promote the genuine community that we have here.
I don't think that I think there's definitely room for both. Part of what we're tasked with is understanding, you know, River Forest has changed over the years. How has it changed, right? And I think that's kind of what you're talking about. And so what are our needs now as a community? How do we make our community more equitable people? How do we make...
Have you seen that video, though?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's amazing.
But if you want to send it across...
Can I send it to the group?
Actually, we can talk about communications.
Okay.
Yeah. Abby's got her hand up on the phone.
Abby.
Hi, sorry. I was just going to reiterate too, sorry about the dogs barking. As far as education goes and getting to actionable steps, I think the purpose of our group is to tell a consultant what they will do for our community rather than bring somebody in from outside to tell us what these inorganic concepts are and what we need to do to conform to them. If that makes sense. I mean, this needs to be something that fits our community and that we can live by rather than just paying somebody a lot of money to come in and fix somebody else's problem or give us information that we can't apply. So I think education is the foundation to all of these other, whether it's collecting information, whether it's all of us learning more about what we're talking about and what we want to see within our community. I think that is all critical to the effective expenditure of money and retaining external consultants.
So
I have no idea what any of that meant. That's a, I have no, what does that mean?
So I was just going to recap
like
to make sure
and like flowers. I don't even know what the heck that means.
So Abby, if I'm hearing you right.
Translate for me, please, Abby.
She's doing that.
Hang on. Let's not talk over each other.
Abby, if I'm hearing you right, what you're saying is we want to make sure that we are in the position to provide the consultant with where we want to make sure we are looking at for them to review. We want to make sure that while they have expertise and will be providing us recommendations, that there are other facets that might be distinctive to River Forest that we want to make sure they understand. Is that someone what you were saying, or I don't know if I got it.
Largely, yes. There are plenty of consultants who are doing very, and I don't want to be demeaning, but generic work in this area. And I don't think, you know, I mean, we can pay somebody a lot of money to come in and tell us a bunch of stuff that we don't ultimately understand in application. There could still be a big gulf. I'm just saying, I think doing the work to understand what the issues are in our community and where the outside expertise can really help us achieve measurable outcomes is a worthwhile endeavor.
Got it. Thanks. John?
So I wholeheartedly agree with Abby. And I think an example, in some other discussion I had about the village at some point, somebody gave me the example of, let's say, a traffic and safety issue or parking or something where, let's say you had a consultant from California. And so and maybe this happened once or twice or a few times. I don't know. I just remember this conversation. But the person talking about this was essentially saying that you would have like this consultant who knows a lot about parking or traffic and safety sort of generically, but they're from California and they, let's say, just don't understand the particulars of this situation or something. And so I think what Abby's saying is something similar to that, where there are general concepts and the consultant would be providing us some, you know, some specificity, but some level of generic content. And Abby, I think, is, you know, I agree with her, you know, wish that that we have a sort of a symbiotic relationship with the consultant. You know, we cooperate, we're partners, and so the good ideas that this person has and the framework that this person has works well with the specific knowledge that we have. And also, I also agree with Rosie, And this is sort of the same thing. Rosie sort of separated the education into the work better as a group and then understand how the community is experienced. And so that second one is, you know, essentially the same thing Abby is saying is, and I would maybe call it, I don't know, research or data gathering rather than education, because it's essentially, let's say if the consultant is going to, describe how the village government, let's say, operates and how it could be better, how it could interface with the residents more, how the police might act, different things like that. I think what Rosie's saying is that what would be really helpful is not just knowing, you know, how the village operates, how the government operates, but you know, what it's like to live in the village, you know, and so it's a wider perspective than maybe, you know, the consultants might have, and I might be wrong about that. Maybe the consultant wants to know all these things, but
well, I think what I'm hearing
it's a wider
from
view.
You and Mindy a little bit is like, or and other people in the room too, is we want to make sure that we're not getting a consultant that pulls something off the shelf that they use, you know, there's like, this is the general plan, here you are folks, this is what most cities do, thank you and goodbye. That we want to make sure that they understand River Forest and the complexities of River Forest and how those nuances should make it so that we are, I've lost my
plan is ours.
How they're
so
applied,
the
how they're applied, yeah. Like yeah. Application is a word that Abby used. Can I finish one more thing too? And I just want to say, like, you know, let's say we have, you know, a certain style in this group because it's a big group that yes, we are taking long with some processes. I don't think that's the end of the world. But I do think in terms of education, there has been some good education generally. The Roberts rules that you guys have given us, we've gone over some of that. That was very helpful. Lisa's presentation, which took up almost the whole meeting, that was super helpful to understand how the village functions. And then some of these things listed up under education on this sheet about, you know, working together respectfully. And some of these things you can sort of, you guys can impart the information to us. And some people just need to learn as we function as a group. So I do think that we've had some good education. You know, we could use some more, but I guess I'd say we're doing pretty well, is what I would say.
So I agree with you about the beside your presentation what was it last month? That data was very helpful just to understand an overall of what's makeup of the community of River Forest and the trend or how the policies and how the money is distributed and all these things in a bigger scope, that it was very helpful. And then I want to ask you guys about how, so I understand a lot of questions that we brought into the conversation was education and informing ourselves, but by who? Like, are we going to self-educate? Like, by what kind of materials are we gonna use? Or are we going to actually have some kind of forum or some kind of survey that we can access to? Something that you guys can create for the community, newsletters or website, and, you know, having very simple questions of not just, you know, about census per se, but more into what's our belief or what is our, you know, the priorities of the community and then things that really matters to affect on the policy. that way, first, that will be how we can collect the data using survey, and then we can analyze of the data. I mean, obviously, we cannot go on and collecting data. It has to be some deadline. And then from there, we can look at together as a group, and that's why we are here, advisory group, to look at and then see what we didn't know, and then realize, oh, that's the point where we can, you know, look at it and then find a solution, or that's when consultant comes in and then, hey, this is what has been affected, done in other communities and in other townships, so can we try this way or that way? It's moving forward in that direction is a more productive way instead of circling around and talking about education versus, you know, the gentleman, what you were saying about, like, the, what was the other one? Well, the concept-wise, I mean, that is something that we, I'd like to see how we can achieve the collected data.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that you saying that survey is one way for us to gather data, I think that's really important. So, like, maybe that's one way we gather data and information and research. I do anticipate, especially from the comments that we have here and what people have been saying tonight, that our research and education is going to look like a lot of different things. It's not just going to be a survey, though a survey is going to be important, right? Having people come speak to us, I think, is another really important way that someone mentioned tonight. Going through with subject matter experts, right? Whether it's around the village or around diversity, equity, inclusion, to your point, are we self-teaching or are we going to have other people help us with some of this? And I do think that we have planned for the future people who might have some information around that who can help us with this as well. And so I think we're gathering it in a lot of different ways, right? And a survey is one good way to do that. And we can talk about whether the survey is part of our proposal and whether our consultants is helping us put that together and implement it, or if it's something that we do separately.
Yeah, I think what you're kind of getting at, where I was going with this, I'm assuming, and maybe this is a major assumption, that whoever we would engage in this project would be doing some data gathering, and I would expect reaching out to community members to do some of that data gathering would be part of that. It feels like we have lots of opportunities to engage the community, some at a very high level, which is that, how do you feel about living here, right? Like, what attracted you here, or what do you think about the village? And then we're going to also need really specific data points, like, what's it like when you get a vehicle sticker, right? You know, kind of thing. And I feel like some of that is going to go in the RFP process. I'm not sure all of it will. So I'm starting to feel like, again, we need like a roadmap. Like, I think we're all kind of saying most of the stuff, if not all of it on here, needs to happen. It's just when and at what point. I think right. This is also going to be really iterative. We're not going to just do an RFP and be like, we are the perfect village.
Yeah, no. You know? So the plan is to continue this work.
Yeah, right?
Inform how decisions are made and look at how we can just continue to partner with others and where we can be better, right? Because we're never going to be perfect, but we can always try to be better.
So, and I don't mean to cut you off, but can we get examples of what these RFPs, or I mean, even if you could give a couple of the types of firms that do this work and we could go look at how they're talking about their process, I think that might
help us
start to figure out, like,
that's
what's
involved.
That's
definitely one of the places that we wanted to start, because what can we do before really before we begin writing? And so one of the things that we indeed want to make sure that we provide you guys when we start to begin that process is examples of other places who you know, did well in this and what their RFP looks like, right, and what their process looked like. So that's another good call out, and I do think that that is something that we're getting to. And I hear you in terms of data gathering and education and research, beginning to say maybe what we need is a few folks looking at how, like doing a deep dive into public works, right? Another one, deep dive into like front office or whatever, the different aspects of the village, and understanding, okay, we know how public works works, and what information, what more information do we need, and begin to make those requests.
I just want to make a comment about how we're moving. We're getting maybe a little hung up on the headings right now, but what I'd like to point out is that a lot of this maps very clearly and nicely back onto our guiding document, the resolution that established this first. So maybe it's not group education, but we are tasked with building knowledge, acting as a resource, and developing relationships. And so in order to act as a resource to our community, we want to have to do the education and get to a place where people can come to us with DEI questions the same way that they come to the zoning board with zoning questions. And we would be able to talk to them at the same level that we would expect our zoning board members would be able to talk about zoning issues. So I just want to point out that as we're roadmapping, we can really map back onto our guiding document, onto that resolution. And we can do that with the information that we have here, that these things that we've decided we want to do. And so I just see a lot of cohesion between those two documents that might not be immediately evident if you're just looking at the RFP, which is just a part of what we've been tasked with doing.
I want to make a brief comment. I'm looking at these questions. There's some words missing. I don't get it. So we need to do what we need to do, but I think before we go, we need to be able to be confident with ourselves that we know what we're doing. Meaning, what are we expecting? The community wants to know our agendas before they even open up.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had enough conversations about this with folks, and they say, well, we're doing great. Our reports are great. They don't know what we want.
Right.
Are we interested in pursuing reformation of our educational, you know, plans and outcomes? Or are we only trying to hone up a more pristine, clear, and easier to understand rationale for why we are concerned and we want to spend money and stuff on education? That's the kind of question we need to have clear in our minds,
yeah,
before we go and ask people to tell
us
about
point. It. I will say that, especially with a larger group, but not only with a larger group, part of the process is going to be a lot of back and forth, right? A lot of like digesting information, talking to each other about it, trying to figure out what makes sense to us as a group, what doesn't, and so we might not at the end of tonight have a clear idea, right? But we're getting towards that, and maybe there is a small step of like understanding what our next step is. If you look at the pages that talk about our purpose, mission, initial goals,
yes,
you know, all of that sort of
pulls out what we are looking to do. And so now, to the point of roadmap, we're sort of trying to make that connection, right? We're right now in the middle of, you know, developing the idea of how do we want to move.
Can I make one comment? For those of you who are on the Zoom call, I am sorry, but my computer has completely locked up on me with regard to administering the call. So the only way I can correct that, I mean, I can't even see participants, chat, anything. So I would have to end it and re-enter it, which I'm sorry to interrupt the flow of the conversation here, but I just want to let the group know. If I can't get this fixed, I may have to terminate the call and restart it, and I apologize.
Can I motion that we end it and then resume as soon as our computer, is that okay?
Well, we can just take a quick recess.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know how to do it.
They can still hear everybody, but we can bring the discussion to a natural conclusion, take like a quick 5-minute recess and reboot.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to cut people off.
So this is, I think, a natural place. We'll have you be the first speaker.
Well, I really want to build on what was
we're, it. Right now, we're just taking a break so that we can make sure that the Zoom people are okay.
We don't want to inadvertently violate your people. So those of you who are on the Zoom call, I'm sorry. I have to hang up on you, but we'll be back in like as quick as we can. We'll have to log back in. It's on the top of the agenda. Yep, give us 5 minutes.
No worries. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so it looks like our Zoom is back on track. Hopefully everyone in Zoom can hear us.
So we'll take Blaine when he gets back. But Richard, you had a question or a statement?
Maybe both. I've been listening to what's being said, and it's very interesting. I found that when Rosie spoke, I don't know, a half hour, 45 minutes ago, you know, I had a pretty good understanding of what this. What we could be doing with this education piece, and there was she sort of separated out the part about having a better understanding of each other, and the next few questions that come after that. I mean, those are things that we would know, because that's working in our group. I have a concern about the remaining parts of the education part that we're going to be. I'm wondering where this information comes from. So then I heard that there would be a survey, and then I heard that there might be speakers. And one thing that seems to be lacking in all of this discussion is specifics. So, I mean, it's great to talk in general, and I think everybody agrees with what we've been discussing. Now we need to get specific. What are we going to do? And I think it would be interesting to know where this information is going to come from. How are we going to find out why people move here? I mean, how are we going to avoid just being anecdotal about it? Are we going to talk to Gagliardo? I mean, are we gonna, who is it that would know this information? Does Dominican or Concordia study this kind of thing and say, hey, River Forest does this, they shop for these reasons, these kinds of people come here? I mean, how do we get this stuff?
So, that's a,
because I need education on all these things. I have no idea.
Right. I think a lot of us have that question, right? Like, what do we know and what don't we know, and how are we going to get it? I think that right now we're sort of at a, we know what our principles are, right, in the document that we first initially set. Now we need to go down to the next level and determine what do those buckets look like for us, and then after that maybe begin going into more specifically, so under this bucket, what does that mean for us? Like, what kinds of things do we need to know, do we want to know, what kinds of things which would be bringing forward for the stakeholders, for some of the people that we can reach out to, how to get that information. Right.
That is too plain, right?
So I think that's, we're on that path.
So does the village have a We used to call them document banks in our law firm. But do you know who all the different community groups are? Is there a list of them? You know, we could find out who I don't know. I have no idea what kind of different community groups are. But are, is there some? Is there a chapter of the LGBTQ community? Is there a?
I think that we know some of those. I think a lot of that. Bringing this group together and using the information that we have and then seeking that out from others too. We're probably going to be able to come up with a lot of that here in this room for people who have just moved here, people who have lived here for a while, people who go to school here. And so I think a lot of that will be coming up together, and then also maybe asking subject matter experts about some of
this. Yeah, I simply wanted to build on some comments that were made earlier about looking back at the actual document that enables this group. Not comments that I made, but comments by others. The document contemplates that the consultant will make an assessment of the village. And I would read that to mean that when it comes to data collection per se, that will be a role of the consultant. Now, a different kind of information we may want to develop in this group before we get a consultant to educate ourselves as to what kind of consultant we want. But it is not incumbent upon us, as I read this document, to do a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of data accumulation and even data analysis. That is the role of the consultant. And I think if we keep these two things separate, we'll be able to focus better on where we're going at this moment in time.
I think that that's true. That the consultant will be doing a lot of that work for us, probably, right? Also, it depends on the what we want to make sure that we're bringing forward. Us having a general knowledge, too, on some of this, so just educating ourselves so that we can be, that we can speak with the consultant and like be able to reflect intelligently on it, right? And some of it might be information for other work that we're doing too.
Yeah, so I just wanted to, sorry, what's your name again?
Richard,
I wanted to address your point about, you know, what can we do to get more data? Maybe an activity that we do another week is brainstorm ways that we could get more data, you know, a survey being one, you know, I don't know, interviewing people from the community, things like that. So I wanted to address that. I think that would be a worthwhile activity just to come up with ways that we could get more data. In addition to that, I just want to talk about, so I'm a consultant by by trade, and if I were to walk into a client and they, you know, I expect them to have great goals and know some of what they're talking about, right? So I would expect us to be a little bit prepared before we meet with the consultant, right? So I'm not saying we need to know everything, but at least have like a general idea of what we're looking to achieve, right? And have a general idea of what the issue, right? What our known issues in our community are. What our day-to-day processes, you know, things like that. So I do think before we, you know, engage with the consultant, we need to do some work, right? And I think we're already doing that, right? I think we're kind of in like the scoping and planning phase of this project right now, trying to gather ideas for what we want to do.
Let me just say one thing that I'll confirm. So wanted to take just a little time to talk about the roadmap, because once again, you know, I want this group, we want this group to be able to want to come back, first of all, to not be divisive, to learn to accept each other's opinions and, you know, but also be efficient and try to get accomplish the goals that we're setting. So that said, I think it's, we should talk about a roadmap that works for all of us. Now I'm going to say what I thought we should do, but I mean, I'm just a one of 46 or whatever the total is. So I you can object to me all day, I'm fine with that. But what I thought we could do was every meeting we'd have, or we would have assumed to formulate some small groups. But every meeting we maybe have 45 minutes of education, whatever that is. We can bring people, or we can take a poll of what everybody wants to hear, wants to do. But then we also get about the working of the group as well. Also, you know, I'm just going to shoot it straight. We need to work on our group dynamics. And so, do we get some education on working together? Or do we feel like we can figure it out? I don't know, but I mean, those are the things that I see. And like I said, I'm not trying to come off like a chairperson or anything. I just think, what are ways that we can set this roadmap? Because I agree with you guys, and I certainly don't want you to say, you know, we're not getting anything accomplished. You know, I'm not going to waste my Monday or Tuesday night. So, you know, I'm strongly pushing the roadmap for success for us. If you guys would like to chime in on that, so.
In my experience, when I want to dig, you know, the mind of somebody else, I begin by sharing myself. I begin by showing or telling them, you know, I've been here about 6 years and this has been my experience. What about yours? Were you born here from the beginning? Did you just come in? Would you care to share with me? What have you experienced? That's all. It's informal. It's incredible how many people share with you stuff that, you know, leaves your mouth open.
To add to Bob's point about like informal, I use the word data collection, but that's for one itself. Like, I think we do have an advantage that we're all community residents here. So like, talk to your friends, you know, talk to the people in your circle. But also we should look at where we're advertising and unconsciously what group that advertises to. So like, the middle school is right next to a library, like library, which is where a lot of middle school students go after classes to like do homework. I know I used to. And when we were talking about, well, we want to know more about the school and River Forest education, that was your point, right? And did you misinterpret that? Like, maybe we advertise there to get this more of a student demographic than just me. Like, look at where we advertise and look at almost how we can expand that to include more diversity, having opportunity for more diversity in our data collection and not exclude anyone based on geographic factors and so forth.
It's a good point, and I do think that I want to make sure that our attention here is not that one person speaks for a whole group, right? So we don't want to put that on any one person or a couple of people here.
David has his hand up as well.
David.
So I've been looking at this, and I don't know if this is...
Hey, David, is it, your mic sounds a little Charlie Brown muffled. You try again.
Is this better? Is this better?
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay, sorry about that. As I was saying, I was listening to the conversation, I don't know if this is mentioned, But as a military guy, you know, we learn our left and right limits. And I was sort of wondering if we could maybe even get sort of like a broad overview from the city attorney, you know, whether he comes to this meeting or just kind of gives us a list of what are the authorities and the power of the Village of River Forest, you know, because there's different requirements by the state of how much authority a smaller village like River Forest can do versus something like Oak Park that, you know, has home rule because of their size. And so if we could get sort of a list of the authorities that the Village of River Forest, you know, I know there's the planning and zoning, you know, we talked about trash pickup, you know, what are the things that the village can do? And then start there and then have a discussion about our partners, our sister agencies, like the school and the library and the park district. Those are all outside of the village. And so this is a village commission. I think it would be helpful to start there to sort of get our left and right limits and then have a discussion of this is the authority. How can we make what they can actually legislate more diverse?
I just wanted to go to your comment about, you know, the group working together, the dynamics and stuff. So I've done quite a bit of work at the high school on a diversity group. And I have to say that, you know, there's just tension that you have to work through. And I really encourage everyone to just keep coming back, because the more you come back and the more you sit in the tension, the more that you can find your way through it. And I thought what was powerful when I was looking at some of the questions, and I'm not sure if that's our group exercise, was like, you know, why are you here? Maybe it was in the things. You know, I think that's something we should all ask ourselves, because if you join a diversity, inclusion, equity group, I think that means that you are open to listening, right? And working through problems together in a respectful way. So I don't know if we have the guiding principles. I don't know if we have I hate to bring up an opening statement conversation again, but maybe that should be around just a reminder of who we are and how we treat each other and how we get through, how we listen, yeah. I think, you know. But again, I just want to really encourage everyone to just keep coming back, you know, like when you said, Ken, people might get frustrated and not come back. I think it's really important for everyone to keep showing up. So that's just my little public service announcement on that.
I think that we have a lot of times talked about how a lot of this work feels very uncomfortable, right? And so some of us are going to feel comfortable and sometimes, and other of us are going to feel comfortable, you know, different times, right? So you're right, just like kind of working through that and being okay that we're sitting in that a little bit, because it's going to drive better results for everyone in the community. I do suggest, I think we can definitely do it again, but I think we had a few questions at our first meeting that were around why we're here, what things are we looking to do, you know, that we did in group work, right, and filled out and then did in group work. So definitely encourage people to look back at those pages that you filled out, think about the conversations that you had at your table, and happy to do a refresher of that too, because sometimes we need that reminder, right?
Thank you. First of all, a lot of people have spoken about a roadmap, and I've read the definitions, missions, purpose, and I've never seen that in there, so I want to know what that means.
Sure.
So that's one. Second, Glenn talked about what kind of consultant do we want, and I think we want a balanced consultant. And so far, this advisory group has been really in my opinion, very divisive. Even these worksheets that we were given today were not about bringing people together. I had the opportunity to participate in a D90 inclusion advisory board meeting, and one of the chairs talked about storytelling so people could learn to come together. And I would like to see us do more about coming together than trying to figure out how do we blow this thing apart. And last but not least, I made a comment earlier. If I send this video from the mayor of caucus about how other communities are promoting their community, I want to know how to do that. Several things I've sent have not been able to penetrate the chairman, and I want to know how do I get information to penetrate to the entire group.
Yeah, so thanks. So we will take the last couple of minutes to make sure that we go through.
I can't hear you very good.
We will take the last couple of minutes to go through some of what we worked through for communications. So hopefully that'll help answer your question. I do think that in terms of some of the small group work that we were looking at doing tonight, a lot of it is to, I'm not sure who mentioned it, but it's around self-reflection. So it's actually looking at yourself first.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in looking at my differences. I'm looking at bringing our community together.
Yeah, so yeah. Part of that is first, as a group, understanding what we all bring to the table, and then talking through that a little bit. So that's a little bit of what the exercise was for tonight. So yeah, I completely understand that with no explanation, it might look different than that to some for sure. And then in terms of a roadmap, I think maybe what people are asking is just like, how are we getting from where we are tonight to getting ready to be able to put out RFP? How are we getting ready, like, from tonight to understanding a little bit more about the community? What are we going to be doing as a group, right, for the next whatever, you know, pocket of time? And so some of that comes out in the discussion that we're having tonight about what things are important to people. And
does that mean just timeline? Is a roadmap a timeline? Is that what that means?
I think it's maybe an idea of milestones where that we're trying to get to, right? And so what does our education look like?
In other words, be a project plan maybe, or, you know, project.
Structure.
My last word.
Before you answer, are you at all interested in a process of storytelling? Are we getting, do you want to know what that
storytelling is? A wonderful, I'm actually doing a storytelling workshop right now as well. So we can definitely talk about that and see like how that can be useful.
How do we have conversations to have that? Because I think this is divisive, and I think storytelling is community building.
Yeah, I think there are different ways to get at reflection. So certainly to Bob's comment and to your comment about sharing experiences, that is really important, right? And so how do we do that? You've actually brought it up now, so that's going to be part of like what we're taking away and bringing back to you all, right, in terms of, you know, what kinds of things are we doing.
And then John.
Yeah.
So answering your question, Ken, sounds good to me. I think you said education, like let's say 45 minutes, maybe it's a half an hour, whatever it is. improving dynamics, however we do that. That sounds great. And then what was there another one? I forgot if there were three.
Well, it was more like if we did, let's say we went into small groups, small groups report, we talk about things, you know, like the business.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was just my suggestion.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that basically, you know, putting something forward as a roadmap, a structure, something like that kind of defines how we're going to do these things that we talked about that are like sort of not lofty ideas, but they're with your effort at putting, you know, a solid structure of how we're going to do it. Sounds great.
Kirk, did you have your hand up?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I wanted to make sure we got to
it. Yeah, I agree with the comments that were just made. And let me just expand just a little bit. The way I see this is we have three chairs, and as a group, they constitute the executive committee of this larger group. And I would entrust the three chairs with coming up with a program of education, but I don't honestly think that the education is, at this moment, finding out about ourselves. And I don't think it actually involves small groups, because we lose so much by not discussing things as an entire group. Now, I can think of any number of people who might be invited to speak to us who would have relevant information as to what we're doing. And if there's a second, I'll make this as a motion that the three chair develop an educational program that involves speakers and questions and answers, and we move forward primarily with that before we get into Kimberly Crenshaw and all of these other things, which, well, we can be educated about that, but I mean, not what our opinion is at this point, because I'm not so sure that all of us know who Kimberly Crenshaw is. So I think we need to be educated on these things.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I think when we're throwing around names like Crenshaw and we're throwing around terms like intersectionality, we need to be educated about that. And I think the chairs are in a unique position to put together this educational program. I don't know how long it's going to last, but I think that's what we ought to do next. And if there's a second, maybe we can put that to a group.
No, so yeah, it's one part of the education around DEI is the kind of stuff that we were, that our small group work does do. And you're right, it can take different formats, right? Like it definitely doesn't need to be small group work all the time. Great. What I find nice about that is that you do have an opportunity to get to know each other a little bit more in that kind of setting on a one-to-one basis, so that we have a little bit of connection in this group, a little bit more community. And so that's why when we're doing small groups, I'm always saying, go with people that you haven't worked with before, people that you don't know, so that you can begin to form those relationships. And we definitely anticipate having speakers come in to talk to us about different topics for sure. I think that's a great idea. It's something that we were thinking of as well. I think developing and educational, going through some of that, and maybe giving that to all.
Well, I would respectfully disagree with your ideas about small groups, this small group discussions at this point. My experience with small groups is that they are good for brainstorming ideas. The time together doesn't really provide opportunities for people to get to know one another better. And consequently, I'll go back to my original idea that the chairs operate as an executive committee to provide a series of speakers to educate us as to what are the issues we're dealing with, what are the dynamics involving questions and answers that we would have for these speakers or these experts. Now, nobody else likes that idea, that's fine, but if anybody else likes
it. So will you make a motion?
Yes, that's a motion.
I'll second.
Yeah, that's a motion, and I called for seconds, but I was interrupted.
I'll second.
All right, motion and second.
Hold on one second, we had somebody else who was speaking. And we're about to finish up.
Yeah, so Stacy's had her hand up, so just one second. And then Glenn, I'll ask you to restate your motion.
Sure.
So yeah, let's just try and get through this. Stacy's been waiting patiently on Zoom. I want to be fair to our online participants as well.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I just wanted to say that I actually find the small groups to be really useful. The primary reason being is that in those small groups, I've had the opportunity to hear from everyone in that group and, you know, get their perspective. And in a large group, I think that that's a lot harder. You know, we tend to hear from sort of the similar voices. And so if we are going to limit our conversation to large groups, then I would suggest or like to see there be some sort of parameters around contributions so that you know we can hear from everyone, you know, who's present. Because I think that there are probably some people in the room right now who haven't said anything, and honestly, I'd be curious to know what they think on, you know, these and other issues. And I want to make sure that, you know, we do have that opportunity, which is, I think, a little bit easier when you are in a small group setting. And I just think that we need to make sure that we're capturing that. And then also, you know, I guess there's a potential motion on the floor. And I did hear, you know, a suggestion that the chairs be responsible for setting up an educational program. And I personally don't think that's a great idea, because I don't think we should put all of this work on our co-chairs. I think that the type of work that's being described is something that we should be doing as a group. And whether that's, you know, through a subcommittee that can, you know, take on that responsibility or in whatever form, I do think that this, I want to be careful that we're not trying to outsource this work to a consultant, to the co-chairs, to whomever, and that, you know, those of us who are in the room and on Zoom and on this committee are, you know, committed to doing the work that goes into this, because it is work, it is time consuming, it is hard. If it were easy, we wouldn't be here, because it would have already been done. And so I want to make sure we're mindful of our co-chairs, you know, time and, you know, what they are already doing, you know, for the village, and, you know, making sure that we are also doing our part as well.
Let me continue discussion. You wanted a clarification of the motion.
Yeah. So Glenn, can you please restate your motion?
Yeah, and I think the point that was just made is well taken about opportunity to communicate. Some people may have more reluctance to communicate in a large room than a small group. And given that I'm not one of those people, I guess I didn't identify that, but I take to heart what was just said. So my motion is that the executive committee of the three chair construct a series of educational programs that most likely would involve speakers. And this is not to the exclusion of small group discussion, perhaps afterward. Do you agree with that? Second? Let me just continue. I don't want to overload the chair, but here's the point. The chairs are giving us things here already that they see and they think are important to us. So this is nothing new. This is what chairs do. And consequently, I hope it will garner majority support, but if it doesn't, then we'll just proceed accordingly.
Let me just add one thing that I do believe that there are majority, there are a lot of people in this audience that want to give us ideas for education and things. They may have connections or know of things that help. So, you know, we don't want to argue like, oh, why'd you select that? And then it's like, oh, the committee selected that, or why you guys never listen to us, or whatever. How do we, you know, make sure both things happen?
Yes, but we actually have, and we haven't discussed it yet, I think. Well, anyway, the process that we're going to use to communicate back to the chairs, I think that's always open. I'm sure you'd be open to all kinds of suggestions. I would just like to see us proceed in this direction.
I will say that to Stacy's point, and to yours, Glenn, also, that I do kind of like what Stacy is saying about eventually having a subcommittee who might be able to do some of that work around what do we need to learn possibly around DEI, you know, and then to my point earlier, what do we need to learn about this aspect of the village for that? I do hear you, Glenn, in terms of switching it up a little bit with how we are learning things, and we'll be mindful about how we can creatively do that because people get information in different ways.
Okay, well, there's a motion on the floor.
So the
It's 9 o'clock, guys.
Yeah, I want to try to restate the motion so we can.
No, I want to
vote on the motion.
I want to make a comment. Glenn and Chuck, I would like you to amend your motion to suggest that we have a subcommittee to provide speakers to this group. You don't wait all on the chairman and let's go find our own.
I think the sentiment of that is captured by the idea that we can communicate directly with the chair and provide them with our ideas. I think trying to create a different committee, we have members of the trustees here. I think we have the experts who can help us with the educational program. So I'll stay with my original motion.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
All right. The motion is the executive committee of the three chairs constructs a series of education programs, including speakers, not to exclude small group discussions, perhaps afterwards.
Good.
Seconded by Chuck. All right. We'll do a roll call. Yoon?
Yes.
Weisenberger?
Yes.
Shoshanowitz? Come back. Simon?
Yes.
Shay?
No.
Schumacher?
No.
Rogers?
No.
I'm just going to go up the list in case somebody hopped on. Riley? Peavy? Habernick?
No.
Oates. Norman. Nicholas.
No.
Navarro.
No.
McAdams.
No.
Always absent. Priceman. Kirk.
Yes.
Paladin. Pescatello.
No.
Tang. Kirk Johnson.
No.
Herman?
No.
Absent. Grant?
No.
Graham? Foster?
Yes.
Conamos?
Yes.
Duba Clancy?
No.
Gilmore Quinn? Creedy?
Yes.
Pet? Brandhorst? Bonner? Laird?
No.
No. David, was that you saying no? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was me. And then I think the person after me said no as well, I think.
Thank you. Austin?
No.
Araz? Addy? Shiner? The most
Shiner's vote?
Well, at the end of the day.
What is Shiner's vote?
Excuse me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 yays. You can vote, chair people. But no.
Yes.
I'll vote yes, even though it doesn't matter. I'm sorry, motion does not pass. All right, the next meeting is scheduled on November 1st, 2021. I'll be sending an email out in advance of that, with the same program that we're used to. I'll let you ask you to confirm your attendance at that meeting. If there are any materials, anything that you want to communicate, as we said in the memo attached in the packet, there's an email address set up, deiagchair@vrf.us. Just check the packet. And that is the email address you can use that will reach all three chair people at the same time. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Who was my second?
Economos.
Thanks, Holly. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Meeting is adjourned at 9:06 p.m.